Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this segment of ours. And today, alhamdulillah, on this day, the 21st of Shaban 1446, and just few days left for the beautiful month of Ramadan. And we have today Hazrat Mulana Salman Yunus, mashallah. Let's welcome Mulana Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. As we know, Shaban, one of the meanings of it is it's a pathway in a mountain. So they say it's a pathway towards goodness, pathway towards Ramadan. And as we know, there is that hadith also about those who will be under the shade of Allah, and there will be no shade except the shade of Allah. And one is that person who is, his heart remains connected to the masjid. And in the same hadith, then it comes about that person who is alone, and his tears just flow because he is thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing causes his tears to flow except that he's fearing and tearing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinking what's going to happen to him. At the same time, he has that hope as well. And as Mulana has chosen a topic today which is important for all of us, myself included, it's the masjid and the cell phone. Because we see the masjid, we're supposed to be attached. And if, as long as you're attached to the masjid, you're going to be under that shade. And also, when we're alone, when in that seclusion, then what messes up that seclusion? As our teacher, Mufti Ridaul Haqsab, says, and I'll just paraphrase it, khalwat me jalwate or jalwat me khalwate. In our seclusion, there's all this publicity. There's all this connecting on all the social media. And when you are in public, you are surrounded by family members. You are not in seclusion now. But it's as if though you are in seclusion because you're just looking down on your phone. So, Mulana Sahib, advise us on how to utilize our time correctly, especially on these two issues.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Jazakallah for giving us the prelude and beginning the conversation that we're meant to have today, inshallah. And the hadith that Mawlana has mentioned regarding a group of people who will be under the shade of the arch of Allah Ta'ala, one category is those who are attached to the masjid. And many a time the person wants to know what is meant by being attached to the masjid. That do I have to be there 24/7? Do I have to be there all the time within the masjid? No. Rather, if you look at the understanding, a person is newly married and he's gone to work, he's gone for some program, whatever it is. But whilst at work, his mind is only thinking of his wife. While in the program, his mind is on his wife. That when am I going back? When can I go back? When will I see her again? He constantly is with the thought of his wife. Mm. Similarly, we that frequent the masjid, when one salah comes to an end, when we are leaving that masjid after the Zuhr salah, as we are walking to the car, our mind should be that, how can I plan myself? How can I make myself available? Asr is at a certain time that when I can come back to the masjid. Asr comes, Asr finishes. Likewise, again, our mind, Maghrib is at a certain time. When can I come back to the masjid? Let me plan myself accordingly. Such a person will be termed as being attached to the masjid. And his total day, his entire day, is revolved around how can I come back to the masjid? When is the time when I can come back? How can I come even earlier than the salah time to just be in the masjid? That person will be termed as being attached to the masjid, as a lover of the masjid. Now, unfortunately, we see that the masjid is meant to be a place of concentration, a place of devotion, a place of seclusion, where the outside world is completely cut off. But we take that one instrument of ours into the masjid, which distracts us and brings the outside world into the masjid. And this is the cell phone. So many of us wish and we aim to attain that devotion in salah. And that should be our goal in life, how we can devote. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ Allah Ta'ala, the first quality of who is a believer and saying that this believer is successful is a person who has this concentration, this devotion, this khushu and khulu in his salah. And that is our aim in our life, how to get it. So whilst we long and we're feeling for that connection between us and Allah Ta'ala, where, as we have mentioned, the tears are flowing, you read the verse of Quran, you understand the meaning, and the tears flows from those eyes, we are trying to get this ecstasy of our ibadah. But by utilizing this one aspect of the cell phone, we are destroying that entire effort. That entire effort is destroyed. And besides ourselves, other musallis are also affected. Other people who are trying their utmost hardest to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, due to our negligence, due to our weaknesses and our carelessness, we are the means of distracting others. We are the means of other people's discussion with Allah Ta'ala being disturbed. For Ramadan coming especially, we'll see, alhamdulillah, the masjid will be vibrant, it will be electrifying, it will have a spiritual feeling attached to it even more than normal. Why? Because so many people will be in the masjid, so many people will be making the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. But with more people also, the possibility of more distraction also come about, more disturbances come about. So we have to look at it, whilst there might be other aspects that can cause a distraction. Example, children in the masjid, people who are unfit to be in the masjid. All these are separate aspects that require a different discussion themselves. But I thought I feel it appropriate to discuss the harms of the cell phone within the masjid just by highlighting a few incidents, by highlighting a few scenarios that happens on a daily occurrence, unfortunately. On a daily occurrence, we see this happening in the masjid and how we need to correct it, because it is now reached a level where we see it as a norm. It becomes something so normal that people don't feel any bad about it. They don't feel anything wrong and annoying. So it's our duty, inshallah, to see how we can correct it so that our children that are growing up, they learn the correct mannerism, the correct etiquette of the masjid, and what is the actual status upholding the sanctity of the masjid. So very often we see in the masjid, announcements are made prior to salah, please switch off the cell phones, turn it on silent, whatever it might be. However, I came across a very nice announcement one day. Someone made it in the masjid, can't remember where, what exactly. And that line stuck with me to a great extent. So this person announced, switch off the phone or switch to silent. Do not switch to vibrate, because it will vibrate your concentration away. Do not switch to vibrate, because it will vibrate your concentration away. And how true are these words? So true these words are. If we have to ponder on this announcement, right? When you are performing salah, even at home maybe, for the woman folk at home, same thing applies. That you are performing your salah, and you are busy reciting your surah, you are getting the concentration in your salah, you are enjoying your salah. And next minute, on your body, you can feel a vibration. In your pocket, you feel a vibration. Maybe on the bed, your phone is lying and you can hear it vibrate. Or it starts ringing loud even. Now that vibration, it disrupts our entire salah. Our entire salah is disrupted. Why? Maybe we're on the first rakat, maybe on the last rakat. But the moment that vibration comes in, our mind, shaitan, starts to play. It creates this anxiety, this anxiousness within us to want to know what came on that phone. Who messaged? What they messaged? Is it important? Is it what I wanted all the time? Now our mind is gone totally away from salah and rather is only concentrating on the phone. A person reading his salah such that he is not wanting his salah to last longer. Rather he wants and is waiting, when is the salah going to end? Why is the imam taking so long? And what is the reason? Because he just wants to pull out his phone and he wants to see why did it vibrate. Why did it vibrate? Our entire salah, which that salah will never come back in our life again. That zuhr, that fajr that passed this morning, it will never come back. Yes, tomorrow's fajr will come, inshallah. The next day will come. But today's fajr that passed, it will never come back. That opportunity of getting that maximum salah from today's fajr in this morning, it will never come again. Likewise, when zuhr is coming today, inshallah, that zuhr of today will never come again. That concentration that I could have had and the reward I could have gotten from today's Zohar that's going to come. I'll never get that chance again in my life, ever. So on the day of Qiyamah, example they have over there, 21st Sha'ban, Zohar 21st Sha'ban, where you could have gotten 100% of reward, maybe only about 50%, 40%. And your chance of ever getting it more has totally passed. And one major reason is that vibration of the cell phone within the pocket. That there takes our total concentration away. So we should try and learn from this 1 hour phone, which is very, very beneficial, that switch our phones off completely. Switch it on silent even. Keep it in the car. Why? For those few minutes, you could have been somewhere else. If you were in a meeting, if you were in a business meeting, you wouldn't want to worry about it. You say, no, no, I can't answer it now. It wouldn't bother you. Now imagine you are in the meeting with Allah Ta'ala, and we should try and get our full focus on it. So the cell phone destroys our devotion, our own devotion in salah. As well as, remember, Islam is very particular. That's why when it comes to sin, if a sin is done privately, then tawbah and istighfar is done privately. But if a sin is done openly, then tawbah and istighfar need to be done openly also, because it's affecting everyone else. If a wrong ruling was passed, a wrong fatwa was passed, openly it was circulated, and now it was realized to be wrong, now the retraction needs to be done openly likewise. So when it affects others, then Islam takes it very, very seriously, because you're not only about yourself, but it's about the others, the iman, the Islam of others. That is why you see our ulama are very vocal when it comes to speaking on matters where people are trying to water down the deen, where people are trying to change the format, the feeling of deen. Because now you're affecting everyone's iman, and it is a duty and it is a compulsion for every alim to speak out against it so that the iman of others are saved. So when it comes to our own personal devotion, we have to correct that there as it's affecting ourselves. And this is with that phone in our pocket. Now, the phone also affects those around us. We go to salah, we go to the masjid, there are musallis that are there. How often, ask the men, how often it is that almost every salah, one, two, many phones are ringing in salah. Despite there being signs in the masjid, despite there being regular announcements that switch off the phones, still we see people are stubborn, people are arrogant, and they feel, no, my phone won't ring, and their phone ends up ringing. And when it rings too, they don't even put it off. You ask them, why did it ring? You switch it off as soon as it starts ringing, press the button. No, I'm in salah, I don't want to get distracted. I don't want to move in salah. You are distracting everyone else's salah, but you are selfish in the sense that I'm only worried about me. How are you paying attention with that phone ringing even? So this phone ringing in the masjid destroys the devotion and the concentration of other musallis around us. When it's a musical tone, you don't even want to go there. That even compounds the disruption. That even makes it much, much, much more worse. Person, when those tones enter the masjid, polluting the environment of the masjid. There's one device which can be used for so much good and should be used for so much good. It also has the ability to be a means of distraction and deterring us from the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So these tones, they pollute the masjid. So despite that announcements being made, still there are many of those that do not take heed. And I want to ask you one very simple question. Imagine that person who is in that deep conversation with Allah Ta'ala. His heart is feeling that sense of attachment and enjoyment in his salah. And now that musalli in that masjid's phone starts to ring, disturbing, breaking that concentration he is having with Allah Ta'ala's link with Allah. How hurt that person will feel. And if at that moment in time, that curse has to leave his heart for whoever is guilty of disturbing me, what will be the case for that person? What a curse leaves that person's heart where he is in the conversation of his beloved, where he is in salah, and a genuine curse leaves the heart of that person for that person who is guilty of disturbing you. What can we say of the end result of such a person? Definitely he is worthy of the curse. And then you want to know, what is going wrong in my life? We are getting the curses of others because we are not being considerate of the next person. And this is just one example of the cell phone of how we are disturbing others. Another aspect Alhamdulillah, we see Ramadan is coming. We need to take special note of this. Despite whether you are seen as religious, whether you are seen as pious, unfortunately, we've seen so many in the masjid that they are sitting with their phones in their hand. That we see, we walk into the masjid, this person got a phone, that person got a phone. What happened to walking into the masjid and seeing a person with the Quran? What happened to walking into the masjid and seeing a person with his hands, not on the phone, but his hands raised in dua? That sight in itself is a motivating factor. That sight of seeing people in the ibadah of Allah, when you come into the masjid, motivates you to want to be in the ibadah of Allah. But now you're coming and you're seeing that the environment of the masjid is just like how my office was. It's just like how it was at home. Now you do not feel that attraction to the masjid. Not because the masjid is a problem, but rather because the musallis are not keeping the sanctity of the masjid. So we have to keep the environment, the sanctity of the masjid. And just on that note, you see many a people, again, inshallah, it will be a discussion on itself, we will have a day. Many a people utilize the cell phone for reading Quran on it. And that, in certain circumstances, ulama have given us guidance on it. But when you come to the masjid, there is absolutely no need and no reason for a person to say, I am reading my Quran on my cell phone in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed with so many mushafs of the Quran within the masjid. Let us utilize the original copy of the Quran. Let us utilize the original physical, as it was read by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the physical in hand, as Usman radiallahu anhu compiled it, in hand they had the physical Quran, where we can resort to the original. Only a fool will want to get a pirate. Only the fool will want to get a copy. When you can get an original part for your car, you won't want to think, let me get a pirate, when it's the same price, when it's actually easier. Now we see people come in the masjid, they sit on their phones. And naturally, if you walk into the masjid and you see a person in the phone, you won't think they're reading Quran. Because there are so many Qurans directly in front of him available. So you automatically think this person is playing games, he's browsing. And you don't blame the person for thinking. Islam is such that we do not create suspicion amongst us. We do not want people to suspect us. Yes, we must have good thoughts of others. But at the same time, do not give reason to people to entertain bad thoughts about us. So if he walks in the masjid and he comes and tells, you know, I put your phone away, it's not the place for it, and they say, I'm reading Quran, that's not a valid excuse. We've got the physical mushaf in front of us. Now imagine the entire masjid is sitting with phones in their hand and all reading Quran on the phone. It's not a good sight. It's actually a very, very disturbing sight. So that was by the way, that we often enter the masjid and you see people sitting on their phones. They're sending messages, they're conducting business matters, which is not allowed. Worldly matters, that curse of the angel comes to the person involved in worldly matters in the masjid. And while the person might say, yeah, I sat for 3 hours in the masjid. But 3 hours doing what? Sitting on the phone for that 3 hours. So we are going to that masjid. Let us utilize it correctly. Now imagine that musalli, he is reading salah, he is concentrating. The person next to him is on his phone. That light of the phone, the distraction of the phone. This is the barakah of Quran. A person sitting next to you reading Quran, you won't get distracted. Quran can be open next to you, but you won't get distracted. You won't feel distracted. The miracle of Quran. But the moment you see some other book is open, or you see the phone the person is using, it automatically creates a sense of uneasiness within us. That I'm not feeling comfortable. There's something out of place, like a fish out of water. That what is happening? It's not the environment of the masjid this year. So we need to make sure that we are not part of this category of people that when we go in the masjid, we sit and we play with our phones, or we are causing distractions to another musalli next to us. The usage of the phone by itself is a deterring factor for the masjid, and the concentration of it goes away. I will end up on one more. There's one more scenario. As you said, we are mentioning a couple of scenarios. There are many more that can be added. But inshallah, this will be enough to highlight the effect that the cell phone has in our devotion and the devotion of others in the salah. We see, for some reason, I don't know, it's a very silly habit. People have, that when they're going to start to read salah, they'll take out their phone from their pocket and they'll throw it on the floor in front of them, where their legs are going to be, they leave it there. I always wonder, what is the reason for this? There actually is no reason. Does a person feel holier than thou now, that you know what, I don't have a phone on me and I'm reading my salah? He feels so happy, I don't have a phone on me. In that case, leave it in the car then. Or he says, you know what, my phone is too big. So when I'm going in sajda and ruku, then it is disturbing me, it is hurting me, and it is hurting the person next to me. So in that case, leave it in the car. But by us placing it on the floor, we are causing more trouble. Why? We have all different categories of people in the masjid. Wealthy, poor, those that are advantaged, those that are disadvantaged, all sorts of it. Right? Now by you placing, maybe you got the newest phone, maybe you got the old phone, whatever it is. But that person that doesn't have a phone, you are distracting him in the sense that he thinks now, how I wish I have a phone. How I wish I had a phone like his. You are distracting him by his mind going on it. Or that musalli that is reading salah next to you, where his concentration is looking down at his place of sajda, trying to concentrate. And now that screen of the phone is shining, it's glaring. It is distracting him. And now his thought goes up to that phone. What phone is this? What model is this? How much is it? Shaitan looks for ways to make our minds run wild in salah, to distract us. We should never give shaitan the opportunity, and we should not create avenues for distraction in us. So when we go for salah, this aspect of throwing that phone on the floor or placing it on the floor and now starting our salah, we need to eliminate it. It has no value and has no reason whatsoever. As you mentioned, if we need to, then leave it in the car. Maybe you feeling concentration, but what about others? What about others? And very often we know that when you place it on the floor, your mind is still worried that is my phone going to light up? Is the screen going to light up? Is the message going to come through? All this are deterring factors and destroying our devotion in salah. So by means of examples of today's lessons, alhamdulillah, we see that Ramadan is coming. And besides Ramadan coming, on a daily occurrence, we are going to the masjid. But in preparation for Ramadan, let us get out of this habit of utilizing, at least of utilizing it in the masjid. At least of having it in the masjid. Yes, we understand people are traveling to the masjid. They are coming back home to the masjid. Maybe there could be an emergency on the way. Maybe the car breaks down. So they carry the phone. But leave it in the car, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, many masajids have parking lots, have security guards. So there is no excuse. Leave it in the car, keep it in the cubby. Or if you're keeping it on you, then at least bare minimum, keep it on silent, put it on airplane mode, whatever it is, where it is not used, where there's no opportunity for you to use it. As long as there is the opportunity, we will find that we always want to make some sort of excuse to look at it. Last time a person said, no, I use it for time. I utilize it for seeing the time. But the masjid is full of clocks. The masjid got enough clocks. And this year is another plot of shaitan that every time you're going to check the time, you're going to check your message at the same time. You're going to say, let me just reply to this quickly. And automatically, you are breaking your ibadah in the masjid. You are breaking your time within the masjid. So let us realize, alhamdulillah, that the cell phone, while it can be used for many good, it also can cause a lot of harm. Besides causing harm to our own ibadah, it causes harm to the ibadah of others around us and distracts them from the remembrance and the devotion and the khushu' and khudu' of Allah Ta'ala. Whilst we want to be from those categories of people who are attached to the masjid. But remember, we can lie to everyone else, but we can't lie to ourselves. We can lie to everyone else, but we can never lie to Allah Ta'ala. So whilst a person might think, you know what, this person is sitting from Asr to Isha in the masjid, so mashallah, I have good thoughts about him. But from Asr to Isha, that person is sitting on his phone. That person is playing games. He is messaging. In such a scenario, it was better for you not to be in the masjid. It was better for you to be somewhere else, rather than disrespecting the sanctity of the masjid. And this is besides the fact that we never even go into the discussion of the filth and the haram and the photography and the videoing that take place within the masjid, the video calls, all this should be abandoned in totality. But if we understand these simple examples, then by way of understanding, those that are much worse, even more so, should be abandoned so that you can get this concentration and this devotion in our salah and become connected with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us true devotion in salah and sincere consideration of others. And just remember that once announcement, switch your phones off or switch it to silent. Do not switch it on vibrate, because it will vibrate your concentration away. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana, for that advice. Really, this is something that we needed. And I've been thinking this is something that needs to be addressed over and over again. But we just, nobody got the opportunity. MashaAllah, Allah has granted you the tawfiq. And so many, you know, some people when they speak, then you think about, you can, so many other topics can come from there. Like you've said, about the disturbance that it brings about. So a person says, I've got it in the masjid, but it's on silent. But then you've got that vibration. And you know, in the books of fiqh as well, when you go into ruku, something that is flying around or flapping around, a person's got a scarf or something, and it's causing that disturbance, that much shouldn't even be there. So that your concentration, and what a, alhamdulillah, good message for the ummah. Make dua for us, Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.